This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Froh. The Israeli military says Iran has launched a number of drones toward Israel. The Army spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said it would take several hours for the aircraft to arrive. He spoke Saturday evening and said Israel was prepared. Israel has been on heightened alert since an airstrike last week killed two Iranian generals in Syria. Iran accused Israel of being behind the attack and vowed revenge. Israel has not commented on that attack. The White House says it will provide unspecified support for Israel's defense against an ongoing airborne attack from Iran. National Security spokesperson Adrian Watson said in a statement Saturday that, quote, Iran has begun an airborne attack against Israel. She added the United States will stand with the people of Israel and support their defense against these threats from Iran. At least six people were killed in a deadly stabbing attack at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A man's been fatally shot after stabbing at least six people to death in a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. The suspect injured many more, including a baby, and footage from the scene shows scared people streaming out of the mall. New South Wales police confirms the threat is over, and during a press conference about the investigation and the suspect, Police Commissioner Karen Webb says the incident is not believed to be linked to terrorism.
If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Addressing the public after the attack, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese praised the police inspector who took out the suspect at the scene.
She is certainly a hero. There's no doubt that she saved lives through her action.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA.